Matthew Finot knows a lot about wine. He sees it as a combination of science and art. From watching the weather and checking the soil, to testing grapes for sugar levels and acidity, and then deciding when to harvest, Finot says nature and winemaker must work together.
So what I do is I change grapes in wine. So that's the easy part of it. But my job is it's a blend of farming, of science and arts, because we need Mother Nature to ripen the grapes and to make grapes good, to make good wine. So that's the nature part. I need science to understand all the fermentation part and the aging part and everything that happens to the wine. And I need the artistic part, that is what makes each winemaker unique and what makes brings the human factors into producing wine. And that's the reason why wine is being considered very often as a kind of art, and there's a sense of artistic feeling into winemaking that I really appreciate.
Finot comes from a family of viticulturists and wine lovers. It was a natural for him to follow that path. He began his study early on his grandparents' farm.
I was very proud of my roots of being a farmer, and that's what I wanted to be. So I'm coming from a northern Rhone area in France, in Crozet Hermitage. And the family farm was apricots, cherries, pear, and vines. That's my roots. We had like goats, we had a lot of things like that at my grandmother's house. But when I came a little bit later in age, after high school, when I had to decide what I wanted to do for a living, I was passionate by wine, and that's my father's side too, where my father loved wine and always when I was a kid, my father made me try good wine, and I really loved that.
Finot knew studying winemaking would be a good link between his love of wine, his love of dirt, and his roots in farming.
So I've studied viticulture and oenology, and I went to Beaune in Burgundy to study that. So it's a school in Beaune that give you training and practice about how to take care of a vineyard and how to make wine out of it.
After graduating in 1995, Finot worked in many different wine regions around France to learn all he could about wine.
I've traveled a lot in France to go get into plenty of different wine regions. So I've been in the Burgundy area, I've been in the Rhone area, I've been in Jura, I've been in Provence, I've been in Bordeaux area. So I've been traveling a lot in France to learn different techniques of winemaking. And for me, traveling was a part of learning. Not only learning about winemaking, but you also learn a lot about yourself. And that's the best part of traveling. And you learn that not everybody thinks the way you do. And you learn to listen to people, and it's not all about you. And that's a very good thing that I've learned.
Matthew Finot has also worked in Italy and South Africa to learn about winemaking and to gain international experience. In 2003, he came to the United States, and he settled in Virginia.
And I wanted to go to New Zealand. But before going to New Zealand, I wanted to come to the United States. And that was in 2003. I was planning to stay here for 6 months and then go to the Southern Hemisphere and go to New Zealand. It happened that I'm still here 13 years after. So I guess I've been stuck here for some reason. When I first arrived here, I didn't know where was Virginia on the map. To be honest, I'd never been to the United States before. That was my first time here. I had to look where was Charlottesville on the map too. Never heard of it, and really had no expectation. it turned out to be that I'm loving it here. And it's a great place to live.
Matthew works at King Family Vineyards. He says winemaking is new to the state of Virginia.
So here in Virginia and at King Family Vineyards, Virginia is a fairly new wine region. So we are still working a lot about experimenting to try to see what fits the best our climate. We are a hot and humid climate, and so it's not the most ideal weather to ripen grapes. Grapes like usually more dry weather, so we're still experimenting with what does well for us here. But at King Family Vineyards and in Central Virginia, we do like to work with, in white wine, we do like to work with Viognier. We do like to work with Chardonnay. I think that works very well for us here. And when it comes to red, most of the grapes that grows in Bordeaux grows very well here also. So that's what we do at King Family Vineyards.
Matthew Fino says one does not have to know a lot about wine to understand or enjoy it.
If you go to an art show, you don't need to have a lot of knowledge to say if you like this painting or if you like this one. And you might have one that you're not going to like at all because, like, oh, I found that completely ugly. But at the same time, some people would say, like, oh, no, that's wonderful. That's just a nice piece of art. With wine, it's the same. It's not because your neighbor is going to like this specific wine that you have to like it. I think people think they need to learn a lot about the wine to see if they like it or not. What really matters on a tasting is what do you like?
Making wine is a process. Fino says the process for making red and white wine is different for each one.
And there's basic rules. Let's say that on a white wine, the basic rule is you're going to press the grapes, get some juice, and then ferment the juice in liquid form. And that you're going to change grape juice into wine, white wine. On the reds, you want to get some tannin and the color. And tannin and color are in the skin, not in the pulp, in the skin. So you need the skin. So what we do for the reds, we ferment the red with the whole berries. So this fermentation process takes 2 or 3 weeks, and sometimes even more, to get the color and the tannins out of the berries. So it's a two different process. If you ask me what tannin means, tannins is what's good for your heart, and that's the reason why people saying like, oh, drinking wine is healthy. That's mainly the tannins that are very strong antioxidant. And what tannin is, if you don't drink wine, I hope you drink tea. And if you drink tea, and if you let your tea being infused for too long, the drying sensation that you've got out of the tea leaves are tannins.
Matthew Fino says there is something important for all drinkers to remember about wine. It is meant to be enjoyed.
Wine is just a way to have a good time. If you lose this idea of having a good time while you're drinking wine, then what's the purpose of wine? I mean, if it's not your job like mine. Purpose of wine is just to make you happy. So at the end, it's not something serious. I mean, we can take it seriously, and I'd make a living out of it, so in some way it's serious for me. But wine is not something serious. It's just a way to enjoy life. And I think people should just drink what they like. At the end of the day, you should be happy with having a glass of wine. If you force yourself drinking a glass of wine and you don't like it, don't drink it. Drink something else.
I'm Marcia James.